Hey friends, I was asked this question recently about the 9 principles of customer feedback, which is which of the principles is most important? And that's an easy answer. It's principle 5, closing the loop. That's the principle you can use that will really make you stand out. It just amazes people when you close the loop. And what that means is that when you ask your audience a question, your audience could be your members, your students, clients, customers, employees. When you ask them a question and then you share back quickly some of the results, you're having a conversation. We talk about that all the time, a survey conversation. So you've asked them some questions, they respond, and then you close the loop. You share back not everything, but just some nuggets of the results. And when you do this, you just have this wow impact on people. It's so rarely done. Just by doing that alone, you're ahead of, you know, approximately 99.296% of all surveys and evaluations done. But it's theoretically important. When you close the loop, you prove to people that their voice was heard. And it provides this huge what's in it for me. Why would they answer your questions? They've shopped at your store. They've talked to your customer service reps. They've attended your live event. They've attended your training. And then you want to gather some feedback. Well, why would they bother doing that? Well, it's a huge why when you close the loop. You'll tell them ahead of time, I'm going to share the results back with you quickly. And it's important because people will repeatedly respond when given knowledge of results. We know this from decades of psychology. Share the results, and then people will respond again and again. And it's also empirically important because it has a direct impact on your response rate. We've shown this now for 25 years worth of data. It increases your retention rate, increases the accuracy of your data. So let me give you an example. This year, I was asked by the cruise line industry to survey their travel agents worldwide. And we asked many, many questions over weeks of time, but we did it with this survey conversation. Every time we asked a set of questions via email, and the travel agents responded, we then closed the loop. We shared some of the results back with them. We would tell them, oh, that's interesting. We asked you these questions, and 32% of you said this. Isn't that interesting? Or we asked for your comments on what you're doing with your clients to keep them focused on you. We asked about your business. And here were the top 5 results that we heard. We thought you might want to know what others are doing. And they were just blown away. They not only kept responding, the response rate stayed around 55, 60%. It never dropped. And that's what the theory says. When you share the results, people will respond to you again and again. Why would they answer your questions? Because you're going to share some of the results back with them. So when we asked these travel agents some weeks after this survey conversation, we asked them, you know, what did you like about the process that we did? They said things like, wow, I felt like I really made an impact on the cruise line industry by answering these questions. I really felt connected with other travel agents in my country. Now, imagine what they're doing. They're going to their inbox, clicking a link that says, hey, answer our questions. They're going to an online survey, answering it, hitting submit. Yet they feel connected with others who filled it out. They feel like they're making a difference. When has that ever happened on a survey? Have you ever filled out a survey and submitted it and said, wow, I really feel like I made an impact on that organization. Wow, I really feel connected with other people that filled out that survey. No, of course not, because they do it wrong. They haven't closed the loop. When you close the loop and you share some results with your audience, with the people that filled it out, you'll get the same results. People will want to fill out your surveys again and again. They'll give deeper, more honest insights, and they'll be focused on you. We actually have people ask, hey, when's the next survey? I haven't seen a survey in a while. I mean, can you imagine ever asking for a survey? It just doesn't happen, but it does happen when you close the loop. Now, there's a right way and a wrong way to close the loop, of course, but it's far more forgiving than the other principles. As you know, principle 2 is asking the right questions in the right way. Well, if you don't do that, you're sunk. There's not a lot of wiggle room. You have to ask the question in the right way, or you're left with misinformation or junk results. And that explains, you know, 95% of all surveys out there, they're just asked poorly. not very forgiving. But with Close the Loop, there's a little bit of wiggle room. Of course, you don't share everything that you heard with the respondents, but you just share some nuggets of results. So when you ask people who attended your training event, or you just concluded your webinar, or you're asking questions from your students or your membership, and just tell them ahead of time, if you answer this question, I'm going to share the results with you. You're going to get something you can't get anywhere else. You're going to see how you compare with other members just like you or other professionals just like you. That's the what's in it for me. Then you deliver. After they respond, you quickly, within hours or within days, close the loop and share just some nuggets of results. Here were the top five ideas that we heard. These are really interesting. We hadn't thought of idea number four and five. 22% of you said this, and we weren't expecting that. So we're going to look into that a little deeper. Imagine if you filled out a survey or an evaluation form or any kind of feedback form, and within hours or days, you were told, here's what other people like you said, and here's what you said, and you can see how you compare to others. Of course, you'll want to respond again because you can see your voice was heard. What you're saying is making a difference, and you can continue this survey conversation. So principle five is the most important one, and it's so easy to do. This was really difficult to do back in the 1990s when we had to, you know, do this through the technology available then. Today, super simple to be able to close the loop. And if you do that, you change the world. I know that. You know, if you know my mission, it's to rid the world of annoying and poorly done surveys. But can you imagine if every time you were asked for your feedback, if you took the time to do it, you were given the results? Just never happens. The typical response is, hey, please take your time to fill out my survey. It will help to improve my products and services. That's just not good enough. I save everything. I could go to my drawer right now and pull out a survey from the 1990s. And guess what it will say at the top? Please take 10 minutes of your time to fill out this survey to help us improve our products and services. You can't use that. You have to use the psychology. You have to use a principle like close the loop to tell your people, hey, if you fill this out, I am going to share the results with you so you can see where you stand. You'll find your response rates go up. You'll find when you deliver that they will want to respond again and again. And this has happened time and again now for 20 some years. We did a evaluation of some training some years ago for a solar training course that was held over a 4-week period. On Monday, they did the training, and then we asked some questions about the instruction and the topics, and then we closed the loop. We shared with them, said, well, here's what you said, and here's a couple of things you said were obstacles to learning, so we're going to address those. And then on Tuesday, we asked again. On Wednesday, we asked again. In fact, we asked for 16 days in a row. And on the 16th day, the response rate was 96%. It had not dropped. And that's what happens. People say, oh, you keep asking questions, people get survey fatigue. Yeah, if you do it wrong, they'll get survey fatigue. But you won't do it wrong. You will close the loop, and you'll find your people will respond to you again and again. Imagine you're in the situation where every question you asked gets answered by your audience, by your members, your attendees, your clients, your customers, and they're asking you, hey, when is the next question you're going to ask me so I can give you a deep, honest response of how I truly feel about this? That's where you want to be. That's what a survey conversation's all about. So we'll talk more about this in the next episode. We'll talk about best and worst ways to close the loop. We'll talk about how social media closes the loop. If you think about it, that's why it works, and that's why surveys don't work. So we'll get into those issues as well in the next episode. I'll see you then. This is Doc Champagne. I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. Just shoot me an email over at doc@feedback9.com, feedback9.com. If you found today's episode helpful or useful, then subscribe. Get on over to the Apple Podcast directory, subscribe. Be sure to review and rate today's show. That's the only way other people will find it and learn what you're learning today is by leaving a review. And if you include your website and your name, I will be sure to mention you on an upcoming episode, maybe connect you with some folks who are also interested in keeping their customers forever. Head on over to MatthewChampagne.com/podcast. You'll always find the notes and a summary, takeaway points, full transcripts of the show, and maybe some other goodies over there as well. So we'll see you next time.